A 16-year-old boy died from stab wounds after a fight in a classroom at Santa Rosa's Montgomery High School yesterday. We get details on this tragic event with Santa Rosa Police Chief John Cregan. Thank you for joining us this morning, Chief.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us.
Are there any further details about what happened at Montgomery?
Well, it was a very, very tragic incident. My heart certainly goes out to all the students at the Montgomery High School campus and their parents and teachers. The reality is, yesterday at approximately 11 in the morning, 11:11, Santa Rosa officers got dispatched to respond of a student who was in a fight in a classroom and had been stabbed. Officers arrived on the scene and ultimately determined that two young men, they were both juniors there at Monty, had gone into an art class, and there were 27 students and a teacher and four aides in that class. And they started fighting with one of the young men in the class. They had been ongoing struggles between these students for the last couple of weeks, and it culminated in this fight in the classroom. The student who was in the classroom had come armed to school that day and produced a knife, and in the class, and unfortunately in front of the 27 students there, stabbed both the young men who had come in. One of them was stabbed three times in the upper body, and the other one was stabbed once in the hand. The two students who were stabbed ran out of the classroom and ran to the school office, and unfortunately, the young man who was stabbed three times in the upper torso passed away from those injuries. The young man who was involved in the fight who had stabbed fled the school campus and discarded the knife and some other evidence as he fled and hid like in a creek bed. Our officers did an incredible job of searching through the area, and we worked with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department's helicopter Henry 1, and were able to locate the kid hiding in the creek bed and safely be able to take him into custody. Now for us, it's going to be about ensuring that all the students on the Montgomery High School campus feel safe and protected, and that's what I'm committed to do and work with our school officials there here in Santa Rosa who are with me of ensuring the safety of our students.
So, Chief, what would you tell a parent of a child at Montgomery High School? Young people make bad decisions. This one's the worst, but it's a one-off. What would you say to a parent this morning?
Overall, I think it's concerning, and my daughter goes to Santa Rosa High Schools here, and I see the concern, and I think it's just important for parents to have that conversation with their children about if they see something to report it, and if they see kids who are talking about bringing a weapon to school, whether it be a knife, whether it be a handgun, whatever it is, to report it immediately to a school official so we can get to the bottom of these things and make sure that we prevent weapons from being on our school campus. But also, if you feel like you're being bullied or you're being physically assaulted at school campuses or off school campuses, to again, make sure you bring that to the attention of your parent, school officials, the police department, so we're able to understand. And it sounds like these three young men have been going back and forth for the last 3 or 4 weeks fighting with each other, but none of those incidents had been reported to the Santa Rosa Police Department. So we weren't aware, and maybe if someone had brought it to us, then we would have been able to intervene earlier before a young man tragically lost his life. And this is going to be something that that really haunts the Montgomery High School campus for some time to come, and it's tragedy.
Now, do you have any information about the condition of the other 16-year-old and the 15-year-old today?
Absolutely. So the 16-year-old had the one stab wound to the hand. He was treated, and he was released from the hospital last night. So he's in stable condition and doing well, thankfully. The young 15-year-old who was the stabber was located. He was medically cleared. He has no injuries from the assault, and he was booked into the Sonoma County Juvenile Hall last night for homicide and attempted homicide on the second victim. And then he'll be going through the court process and be able to work with an attorney to be able to tell his side of the story.
I know, Chief, there's been some back and forth about community resource officers at Montgomery High School. Who ultimately is in charge of security at Santa Rosa Schools, and is it different at all of them?
Yeah, so we had for over 25 years, we actually had five school resource officers that were dedicated to all five high schools in the city of Santa Rosa, and those were funded completely by the city of Santa Rosa because we felt it was a commitment for the safety of our students here in Santa Rosa. In 2020, the Santa Rosa School Board made the decision to in the working agreement with the city of Santa Rosa and not have school resource officers on those campus. So now's the time that we're going to, I hope, to be able to engage some conversation about that and be able to look at what is best for the safety of our students and for our staff and for our community. And this is an opportunity, I think, that we'll all be weighing that, and I think the school board is weighing that, and I'm happy to be able to engage them in the conversations. But no matter what happens, whether there's an SRO program or not, the Santa Rosa Police Department is going to be committed to making sure that everyone in Santa Rosa schools feel safe and that they can have a safe and learning environment at our local schools.
Can you tell us how often officers are called to incidents at Santa Rosa schools?
So we pulled some of the data yesterday. So in the year, the calendar year of 2022, we went to 945 calls at Santa Rosa schools. A Santa Rosa police officer responded to a school campus, specifically at Montgomery High School. In the last 12 months, we've been to that high school 97 times where the police department have been called to intervene on some type of incident on the school campus. So that's numbers that we're going. What I feel strongly about is with the SRO program is that they're able to hear some of the concerns that are coming up on the school campuses before they become issues. So they hear sometimes about like, oh, this student is fighting with this student, and they can be able to nip some of those things in the bud before they turn into violent incidents. And what we've really seen is they're able to support the school staff. And we hear sometimes of questions across the country about SROs putting higher rates of students into custody. I feel strongly that the Santa Rosa school system and our SROs were different, that we really worked to be able to minimize arrests on our school campus and be able to work to make sure that there was a safe environment and really built strong partnerships. And just even recently, I interviewed several young officers or trainees for going to our next police academy. We have 8 of them going, and 2 of them said, the reason why I want to be a police officer is because I worked with my local school resource officer here in Santa Rosa, and I wanted to be like them when I grew up. And these are 2 young men who grew up in Santa Rosa, graduated from Santa Rosa high schools, who built relationships with their SROs, and now are joining our police force to be able to continue that legacy. And that's something I'm very proud of.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Absolutely.
That is Santa Rosa Police Chief John Cregan.